Show number 55 of the Lesbian Mafia,
and I'm your host Sandy. Hello.
It's been a little bit of time, and I haven't posted something in a while, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get something up for Gay Pride. You know, usually I like to do a little something fancy, but I don't think I'm going to have that kind of time. But there are a few things going on that I just wanted to comment on, and number one would be that I had no idea that lesbians had such strong, passionate anger, resentment, hostility, and bitterness at Michael Jackson. I did not know this. This is news to me. I don't know. I mean, I know some people personally who despise and loathe him, but I didn't know that this was the general consensus. I really didn't. But then, of course, there are some who do not and still appreciate him for what he contributed. But, you know, a part of me, and I say this with a good deal of sincerity, I think if you look deeper into your soul, I think that you might find that the reason why so many people in general in this world have such a dislike for Michael Jackson is because one of the most famous people worldwide in every corner of the earth, really only Michael knows that level of fame. Not even Madonna is as famous as Michael. I don't even know if Elvis was. He probably was, but I think Michael may have even surpassed Elvis in fame. But and in his talent was, I mean, there are people that are on a certain level in life, you know, talent-wise, that they're just really nobody else is there with them. They're, you know, but that's another story. I'm not here to glorify him. But what I'm here to say is that I think if you look deeper into your soul, people who hate Michael Jackson, I think that you would find that your problem is not with Michael Jackson so much as the fact that the most famous person in the world was transgendered. I think if you search your soul, young lady, young man, search your soul, I think that that's what your problem is. Here's the fact. I don't know if you've learned any lessons about the media, but I've learned lessons about the media, and they paint people to be what they want them to be, whether they want them to appear as kings or whether they want them to appear as peasants. The media will create it, and people will eat it up with a spoon and just believe whatever's on the television. So I don't believe anything that the media tells me at all, ever. Everything that is presented on the television, I examine it 3 or 4 times in my head. Like, I'll hear it once, and I can still be watching the program, but my brain is, like, scanning it 3 and 4 times. That sounds like I'm mentally retarded, I know, but that is not the issue here. So I just would like for you to examine your prejudices in life. And I do think that I believe there probably was a tincture of racism there. I'm not positive. I say that because they also went after Janet when Michael disappeared to Bahrain to become a Muslim or whatever he went there to go do. Listen, I'm not trying to be provocative. I'm just repeating what I heard. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But yeah, so, and another thing that happened that I would like to share some thoughts on, and this did go on in earlier in the week, but I just got wind of it yesterday, And I do have some feelings on it that I don't think are have a tie. Like, I don't think they're dated. Like, my feelings on the issue, I don't think will be dated. And I'm talking about...
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Perez Hilton. What happened with Perez Hilton?
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
I'm back at you again. Say oops upside your head.
So, Will I Am, who I can't stomach, by the way, Will I Am, I'm sure you guys all know the story. Okay, so Perez Hilton apparently had some issues with Fergie, and I don't understand, and I think this story is awful. So, but yeah, Perez Hilton said something about Fergie's new album, and then Fergie was probably, you know, like all butthurt, and so she was like, "Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that?" And then Perez probably answered her like a little bitch, and because he's probably in love with her husband, but that's another story. So he probably answered her like a little cunt, and then that person, Will I Am, went over to Perez and then started threatening him, and then one thing led to another, and then somebody's manager ended up punching Perez up really bad. Now, part of me, A, thinks... And in the process, at some point, Perez called Will I Am a faggot. He said, you know, oh, you're a faggot, you're a faggot. And he said it like, I don't know how many times. But from the way that both of them told the story, Perez did say that he called him a faggot in a derogatory sense. He used it to get back at him. Who knows if he was saying it to out him. I don't know what the story is, but it did seem strange to call, of all things in the world, to call him. Why a faggot? I don't know. But anyway, that's not the issue. So this manager person sucker punched him from behind, number one, which I don't understand. And I don't know if a manager would just go ahead and do something like that without the okay of their client. So that's another thing to consider. But quite honestly, I'm neutral on Perez Hilton. I don't really frequent his site too much. Sometimes there'll be things that will link to his page, and then I may end up for 5 or 10 minutes, you know, just browsing and overlooking. But, you know, do I take time out of my day and say, oh, I want to go check out his site? I don't really, because a lot of these blogs that gay men and straight men run, they target females, and I love Delisted and that kind of thing, but, you know, I've kind of started tapering off that site also, because I just really, you know, you start to, as a woman, you start to say to yourself, well, hey, wait a minute, you know, yeah, this is funny, that's funny, when they're talking about these girls and these women, and they're humiliating them, and, you know, I think a lot of things are funny, too. But then when they'll put a picture of a man or a boy that, you know, the joke is so obvious, you can see the joke. Somehow there won't be a joke. They'll be praising the boy or the guy that they have, a blog of. So these gay male blogs, after a while, as a woman, you start to read them and you say to yourself, well, yeah, it's funny. I definitely enjoy the humor. But it's not a level playing field. The target are generally women, and sometimes, like in the case of Will I Am, you happen to be friends with one of those females and you want to tell the guy, I think you're a fucking asshole. And so I agree with that part of this whole escapade. I get why the guy is dislikable, and why his, you know, if you want to call it work, I'm doing air quotes here, if you want to call it work, I can understand why there wouldn't be a whole hell of a lot of respect for someone like that. And then if that person was going to turn around and, you know, be bitchy and be very provocative and call you a faggot, you know, there is that part of me that does say, well, and I know this sounds terrible, but there is that part of me that says, well, what did you expect? What did you expect? I mean, in any other arena that wouldn't fly, why should it fly for you, right? So I get that. I totally get that. On the other hand, this guy sucker punched him from behind. And under no circumstances is violence ever an answer for anything. I really don't think that people would say that if it was them at their bitchiest moment. Or I think, you know, all of us, we can look back at certain points in our life where we have been bitchy to someone or disrespectful. And I just don't think that that justifies physically attacking someone, especially in that way, and especially in such a nasty way. I really don't. I don't agree with it. I hope this guy, whoever it was, really gets it up the ass. I hope he gets reamed up the ass, no pun intended. So, you know, a lot of people think that language, you know, there's this whole thing with, you know, people have, you know, the same people who will say, yeah, he deserved to get punched, and then they'll start naming all of the despicable things about Perez, and there's a laundry list. But these people who are so offended by, you know, his language will be the first ones to not emphasize that beating this guy is a little worse than calling someone a faggot. If I had a choice between being called a dyke or bitch or a zip or, you know, anything derogatory, I would choose being called a name over getting my head punched in any day of the week. If you lay your hands on me, you know, that would be my fear, is to lay your hands on me. I don't care what you call me. And I'm not going to try to turn this into something political, but there is a mindset, you know, that get very obsessed with words and language, so much so that they think it's, you know, kind of understandable to justify it with violence and beating the shit out of someone. There are many gay people in the media now, thankfully, that Perez is not a spokesperson for anyone but himself. And, you know, I do hope that at some point this may sink in. I did go by his page and he's up to his same old antics and just really degrading everyone. But, I think this is ultimately what he wants, you know, because even in the past when people would ask him, how do you feel about all the people that hate you? And he would say, come by the page. You know, so I'm sure on a personal level it must affect him somehow, but maybe some people it doesn't affect them. I don't know. But ultimately, the bad publicity, you know, this whole episode, it gives his page a lot more hits. I don't know if his page does get the hits that he professes it does, because when you do what I do, you learn that people lie about their hits a lot. They lie about their downloads. They exaggerate it sometimes by 10, 20 times. You learn these things when you do stuff on the internet like I do. You know, people lie. You know, they don't imagine that anyone's going to fact check them, so they just make up stats. When someone tells you I get 10 million hits on my website a day, doesn't necessarily mean that's true. I'm not saying he doesn't generate a lot of hits. I don't necessarily believe that he's getting 10 million hits a day. So until I can see the stats, and even when you see stats, people can send you stats, and there's a lot to figure into that, because someone could subscribe to your blog or your radio show or your podcast and not have downloaded the program, or they could download your program every time and not subscribe, and there's all these different things to factor in. You know, that's neither here nor there. Just wanted to put that out there and talk a little. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make a gay pride show, like a whole show, but if I don't, I would like to say happy 40th anniversary of Stonewall to everyone. And with everything that's going on with legislation, I gotta say that I don't really have a lot to say that's positive about the administration. I'm so disgusted in general with everything and the way everything has gone with the administration and with the community and, you know, all the organizations and everything, how everyone has handled everything, the way the community turned on each other during the election, you know, how the community was ripped apart and divided, people who supported Obama, people who didn't, and the infighting that was going on and everything. And I just, you know, I'm so turned off by the entire experience and where we are today that I just feel like the less I say right now, the better. So I will only say to you that I hope that in spite of these sad things that have happened, good things are happening regardless of who or how the president is or feels. And we are strongest when we are individuals at the state level, no matter who the president is. Marriage is passing in a lot of different states regardless. So, you know, if we keep momentum up and try to keep, it's very hard when you're being beaten down on one side to maintain positivity and to keep on and keep going, especially when I look around on these blogs and I see people fighting with each other over like the most ridiculous things. And I'm saying, good God, is this our community? I don't understand it. And there's people that are still living in a fantasy land. They're living in, you know, My Little Pony world. You know, they're still fantasizing that, you know, things are... look, I'm not even going to get into it, but I think many people have started to understand Democrats are not coming to save you. Republicans aren't coming to save you. That people are still blaming all of the anti-gay hatred on the right-wing boogeyman Republicans when it's in your face that Democrats are not doing anything for us. The deciding factor in passing Prop 8 were Obama Democrats. So I think that we're kind of starting to, you know, formulate an analysis here, hopefully. Jesus Christ, I hope that, you know, we can formulate these ideas in our mind. If the Democrats really cared about the community, that we would not have to be out there like dogs begging for the most fundamental basic human rights, civil rights. I mean, it doesn't get any more basic than having the same civil rights as every other rapist and pedophile who can get married. After being a rapist, they can get married in jail while serving their time as a rapist or a pedophile. If people don't understand that gay people deserve the same rights, at the very least, as a pedophile, rapist, murderer, that cloak of religion, it's very easy to see through it when they don't care about when pedophiles, they have priests that are hired in the prison system to marry these people. You know, that kind of says a lot, doesn't it? That a convicted rapist, murderer, pedophile can get married legally and purchase a marriage certificate, get married or by a priest and all this business. That's Jesus working there. Anyway, that's not where I was going with this. Where I was going was, is if Democrats really cared about us, we wouldn't have to be fighting like animals, like dogs, because they would be doing it. Wouldn't they be passing the legislation? Right? You voted for them. Why? Because you think that they're going to help you. They're going to pass legislation. They're going to keep their promises. You know, some of us have been here before with Bill. But I think that now we're starting to learn that Democrats do not give a flying fuck about your rights. They don't care about anything they have to say when it comes to women and gays. They hold the carrot out. They make you think we're going to do something, and then you end up having to beg and fight and scratch to get the most basic civil rights. And this whole business of the Ledbetter signing and this and that, women are still paid 70 cents to a man's dollar. If there are women in this world who think that that is okay, cock a rifle, put it in your mouth. No, I'm kidding. Listen, that's not right. That's not nice to say. And you know what? This whole bullshit comparing our, you know, saying that, well, if polygamists, if we get married, if they give us the right to get married, that then polygamists are going to want the right. And, you know, a part of that is true. Many polygamists do think that once gay marriage is pushed through, then now they'll be able to lobby for their marriage. But let me tell you something. Polygamist, there is no comparison. There is no comparison, because polygamists, they hide. It is a cult, and the young girls suffer from heinous crimes that these polygamists commit against their children. A lot of these kids are married way too young. They're molested. It's a cult that we can't see inside of their lifestyle. We can't see inside their world, and polygamists do have the civil right to be married. Gay people are not asking for any extra benefits. They're not asking to change anything. They're not asking to to do anything different. They're just asking for the same rights that every other human being in this world has, including polygamists, because polygamists can marry a man or a woman. They just can't marry 14 of them. Nobody has taken the rights that every other human being in the world has away from polygamists. They can get married to one person. But I'm sorry, I know that there's a lot of people who they don't want anyone to judge us, so they pretend that they don't judge polygamists. Well, I don't want to be judged, so I don't judge your life. Those people conduct sick criminal acts on children. And whenever we talk about Muslims and Islam, everybody's got an issue about how many wives these men have and how they, you know, wrap them in potato sacks, as I have the same exact issues. Because I don't think it's okay to wrap a woman's face in a fucking sheet and then she's walking in the streets and these women, they get hit by cars in the streets. Do you know these women, they get hit by cars like it's going out of style because they can't see? Anyway, I don't know where I'm going right now. I'm rocking it old school with this podcast right now. This is kind of how I used to do it. But, so I'm just saying that my life couldn't be any further from a fucking polygamist's life. And this bullshit putting this ridiculous show Big Love on television. I understand the point of it. Reject show on television that I don't know what kind of mind can sit through that. I'm sorry if you watch it. I don't think anybody watches Big Love and doesn't realize that they're being an ass for watching it. I don't think so. There's shows that I watch that I know I'm being a fucking ass by watching it. So just admit it. Just admit it to yourself, to me. You know, live in truth, all right? So this show, this fake fairy tale, this fake fucking show, Big Love. Polygamy is not Big Love. Hollywood can present it any way they like, but the court system and the reality of the crimes that are committed within the polygamous sect, it's not Big Love. That's a fantasy. That's make-believe. It's fake. It's TV. So whatever's on your TV is fake. I don't know how many times I have to tell you. I sound like my mother. I don't know how many times. Don't make me repeat myself. And then she would repeat herself 10 times anyway. Don't make me repeat myself. And she would say it over and over again. You know, my grandmother loves Michael Jackson, you know, she loves him, and she's sad about what they did to him. You know, why aren't you, why do you have to beat him down and bash him? Why do you gotta do that? Why do you have to do that? Do what you do when you did what you did to me. Love. That was Jermaine Jackson's song. He's a fucking crackhead, as it turns out. As it turns out, he's on crack. Yeah, but anyway, so again, I don't know what I said during this program at all. I do know that I've been talking for quite some time. Either way, happy Pride. And be safe out there, because there are crazy people in this world. You know, look when you're around doing things, you know, look left and right, look behind you, look where, you know, there's sick people that look sane, but they're sick. There's people that are crazy in this world, you know. Have a good time. Don't get so blithering drunk that you don't know where you are. I have a listener, Terry, who wrote in, and she said, I will try to make it to my parade because she's working on a mayoral campaign or something, and she said, I think I do enough for my community by not being a falling down drunk. So on that note, I will leave you. Much love and blessings to everyone. Let's try to keep our heads up, and hopefully next year maybe there will be double the amount of states by this time next year that we can marry in. You never know, it could happen. Crazier things have happened. Crazier people have gotten civil rights. I'll be thinking about you guys for Gay Pride. Love you very much. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Enjoy yourself. Ooh, yeah. Let the madness in the music get to you like a piece of